today, life lessons from Mascot Tower's leaky lifeboats. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World Notice Post, covering finance and property news. Property owners from Sydney's infamous, evacuated and faulty Mascot Towers development have until the March the 20th to react to the New South Wales government's multi-tier approach to compensation. The 132 residential and 9 commercial owners of the inner south apartment block have a chance to walk away from the legal and financial nightmare since the towers were evacuated in June 2019 due to structural cracking. But owners will lose hundreds of thousands of dollars if they choose to sell their defect-ridden apartments, with one owner set to receive just $220,000 for his two-bedroom home, bought back in 2013 for $600,000, and in good condition could be worth north of $1 million. For owner-occupiers who lived in the building at the time of the evacuation, banks have agreed to reduce their mortgage by up to 40%, with the New South Wales government set to provide additional payments to resolve remaining debts. And there'll also be two support packages available to both owner-occupiers and investors, as long as they meet the means-tested criteria. Reports suggest that one plan is capped at $120,000 for owners who have a taxable income of less than $156,000, plus additional assets under $1 million, and owners over 65 years of age with a taxable income under $124,000, plus assets of less than $1.75 million, can access an assistance package capped at $360,000. And owners who don't have a mortgage debt and have a taxable income of less than $156,000 plus additional assets under $1 million are eligible for assistance capped at $120,000. But both owner-occupiers and property investors are in different lanes, and the approach tabled could also have ramifications for owners of apartments in other faulty buildings. And this is significant given that perhaps up to half of new units built have some serious defects. But it also shows how the New South Wales government are separating property investors from owners, arguing that investors are taking a commercial risk and potentially could offset losses from other investments. New South Wales Building Commissioner David Chandler, who helped put together the two-tier offer system for Mascot Towers back in January, told a podcast that investing in property was no different to buying shares. The investor gets negative gearing, investors can also get capital gains tax loss. So investors who got the prospect of offsetting the losses of the investment Mascot Towers against future investments or current investments. And so it will be tantamount to double dipping if you actually paid investors in the same way as owner-occupiers. However, some investors have said that their Mascot Tower investment was positively geared before the evacuation, and they don't have other investments to offset those losses against. And by the way, the other option, to remain as a stayer, is equally unpalatable, they say. So now, Mascot Towers investors are pleading with the New South Wales government to provide full mortgage debt relief, saying they face financial ruin or many years of hardship if they do not receive the same assistance offered to owner-occupiers. The proposed arrangement under the approved New South Wales government scheme means that residents who were owner-occupiers at the time of the apartment building were evacuated back in 2019 may be able to walk away debt-free if they accept an offer from builder Andrew Duad's Dowco Property Group No. 8 as trustee for the MT Trust. That is, provided apartment owners who combined hold at least 75% of entitlements in the Tower Strata scheme, and that's to be accepted by March the 20th. The offer to owner-occupiers, known as Support Package 1, includes an up to 40% discount on the balance of their mortgage. Negotiations with lenders are ongoing, with the New South Wales government to pay out the rest. But while there is a means-tested assistance for some investors up to $120,000 under Support Package 2, many of them will be left holding hundreds of thousands on their mortgages and at the mercy of their lenders if they elect to become leavers and sell. This means that not only will they have to continue to service their mortgage without drawing any rental income All rental support will stop in June, and pay strata levies, including amounts to service a $50 million strata loan, but they face years of having to contribute to the costs of remediating the building, or if it is rebuilt entirely, as some insiders believe is the only viable option. In fact, under a hypothetical example prepared by strata financier Lannock, who helped introduce Dowco as the acquirer, assuming a $30 million remediation cost and 24 months to remediate, apartment owners would face levies of $31,000 a quarter for 2 years and then $4,700 a quarter for another 8 years. One investor, a single mother, who said the decision to offer more support to owner-occupiers was unfair and would leave her owing hundreds of thousands of dollars to her bank. "We should all be in the same boat," she said. "I'm up for $500,000 in debt with no assets." While accepting the Dowco offer could mean declaring bankruptcy, she has obtained legal advice not to sign the contract because the cost of holding on to her apartment is unknown and meant that there were many more years of stress and hardship ahead. "They've not told us what the strata levies will be or what the cost of remediation works will be. I definitely want to leave, as I'm worn down with everything Mascot Towers. It will all come down to the dealings with the bank." Another investor, who has been offered about $160,000 by Dowco for his apartment, said his outstanding mortgage was more than $300,000. "This is for an apartment which should be worth over $600,000 after owning it for 15 years, he said. "March the 20th is a deadline to accept the offer from Dowco, but this investor said he'd not heard back from his bank as to how it would handle his debt. I have no idea what the bank intends to do with our outstanding debt," he said. The bigger question, of course, is why the government is so focused on discriminating against the investors at Mascot Tower. As one owner said, "We're all investors who have been impacted financially and mentally from this man-made disaster. Why did the government go out of its way to exclude us from their negotiations with the bank to provide a 40% discount? Why aren't they providing all owners the opportunity to walk away debt-free?" And Sydney lawyer Tony Cordado, who is offering assistance to Mascot Tower investors, said his clients were being treated as second-class owners because they were investors. "Owner-occupiers are being offered much more," he said. Now, the New South Wales Minister for Better Regulation and Fair Trading indicated that there would be no more help for investors from the state government, which would walk away if the offer from Dowco was not successful. New South Wales government is providing targeted support because the Mascot Tower situation is extraordinary and exceptional. This is taxpayers' money, so of course the final support package has been carefully prioritised to focus on the most vulnerable owners, he said in a statement. And he said that the offer is on the table and will likely be the last chance for Mascot Tower owners to have a decision for themselves rather than being dictated by courts or the owner's corporation. The New South Wales government wouldn't be a party to the lengthy court proceedings likely needed if owners chose not to move on. Now, clearly there are no winners here, other than perhaps the original developers. But more broadly, this is another warning to anyone considering buying into a high-rise development, either of the plan or in a subsequent sale purchase. With limited government capacity to solve the problem, many risk losing hard cash. So remember again, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.